So we have, we've covered the beginning of Souls at Zero. We've covered, basically, if you want to think through the, I mean, Souls at Zero ran, we released a pack every month for 2 years. And the first year I thought was really good. We were really growing. We were getting interest and stuff. And then the second year came.
And I'm sure it was going well for a long time in the second year.
Right,
for a while,
right.
I'm sure.
But as all projects go...
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
As all projects go...
It's going to start going down.
It goes down because, number one, we weren't making any money off of it.
And it was costing me... I mean, I had phone bills that were $100 a month
right.
from calling long distance. And when you're 20 or whatever and you're living with your father and you have no job, that's tough.
You were living with father?
My parents.
Oh,
not father in North Carolina.
Right.
He would have paid my bills.
I'm sure
and even I was getting mail from him about him having $300 phone bills.
He was amazing. We should dedicate this whole pack.
This whole thing is dedicated to father if he's out there.
And me.
T-Stranger at CoxNet, father. If you're out there, feel free to send us. Well, I guess the email will be on the pack
right.
somewhere.
Flat. So
things started going down. Everybody was losing interest with it.
And so, right. Oh, I'm sorry.
And certainly me because... At some point, it becomes the pack is just me.
Well, the problem is also is that with a lot of projects, the fun for me is starting the project. I love designing websites, for example. I don't love keeping them up. So
or updating
them. Updating them, right,
you'll
exactly.
keep them up because you'll lose the password.
Right, I lose the
change
password.
Them.
So for me... the fun was in setting up Souls at Zero. We came up with the idea. We set the foundation. We did all this. And then after that, it just seemed kind of boring to me because there wasn't much going new. And so every month just turned into the Stranger doing an insane amount of work on, if you go back and look at the death certificates and imagine people writing one of those, you know, every week or every month, you know, nobody writes like that. And the amount of material that he was reading and watching to do reviews and stuff was just crazy. So he's doing all this work. We're doing copy editing. Everything else that we're doing, we're putting, you know, color and ANSI into the packs. And everybody else, including myself, is basically writing, you know, 3 to 5 poems the day before the pack comes out.
And also I think for me, you know, you're excited about the starting up and everything, but for me there had to be a point where people were saying stuff about the packs to keep me going,
right,
and at some point, that's
thing.
Just not happening. You know, it sounded great, because in the heyday, we're getting letters from all these people in different countries.
Right.
But then, towards the end, we're writing poems. Do you want to tell them about that story?
Sure.
Go ahead. It's your story.
Well, one of my favorite stories is I was just convinced that nobody's reading the packs anymore, and we're putting subtle hints, I think, on the death certificate or... in the editorial
we're saying stuff
section.
Like if you read this,
right.
Send us an email.
Yeah, send us an email and tell you what you think of the packs. And no one was doing it, so shame on all of you. And so then, basically, I come up with this idea where I wrote a poem, and I wish I had the pack and the poem here in front of me, but I don't. But basically, I wrote a poem, and then halfway through it, I just said, you know, if you are reading this poem right now, send me an email, and I will send you $1. And all you have to do is send me your address and tell me you read this, and send me $1. And
right. I think it was a silly, dopey part at the beginning, like just dopey poemness.
Right.
And then there was big parentheses in the middle.
Right, right.
It like broke in the middle with parentheses
read
and said,
that.
Okay, if you read this, call the board or whatever, we're going to send you $1 bill.
Right. And the true fact is that not even all the members of Souls at Zero...
Nobody noticed it except for me and you.
Right, right. I don't think... I still remember a couple of people that said, ha-ha, that was funny. But
honestly, we were ready to give you $1 if you said...
Right, yeah, we were very serious at that point.
Absolutely.
I would have sent you $1. And nobody...
We might give you $1 if you listen to this. We can't really say that if this is on the internet.
That's
more
true.
People might hear.
I mean, years, you know, but...
Right. Right, we will not give you $1 if you listen to
this. The stranger will give you $1.
No,
his
he will
email
not.
Address.
But anyway.
So at that point, that's when I totally lost interest with everything.
That was really discouraging.
And I think the chicken poem came right after that.
Rob writes a poem about a chicken.
I wrote it was in a horror style. That's all right. Wrote a poem where a farmer goes into a hen house. And it's just written horror, very horror, but the idea was just to write the most stupid poem ever and see if anybody noticed. And so the idea is that a farmer goes into a hen house, and then the chickens attack him. I think the last line was, and then the chickens were upon him.
And the blood and feathers were everywhere.
Right, blood and feathers were everywhere. It was just a ridiculous poem. And still,
and no one cared.
Right, no feedback from anybody. And so that's really, I mean, I guess you could say those two poems right there were the beginning of the end for Souls at Zero for me. That's when I lost complete and all interest.
And that's probably six or seven packs before we end it. Mm-hmm. Then comes a part where I'm doing a lot of stuff, nobody's doing anything, and I start writing stuff like, hey, you know, the two-year anniversary is coming up. We'd love to hear from people in other groups.
Right.
Send
right.
us a message saying, you know, you enjoy the Soul Zero or whatever. And as we get closer and closer to it, no one writes me anything. And then by the last pack, no one has written me anything.
The other thing to remember is this wasn't, like I said, this wasn't the age of the Internet yet, really. This we started in, what?
94.
October?
Yeah, October
94. October 94, we ran to October
96.
So it's still really very early Internet stages, even at the end.
Right.
So, you know, there is no instant feedback. There's no instant email. Somebody reads it, they send you an email, hey, I liked it. You know, I mean, it was really actually people had to do a little bit of work or whatever. So
I think over a month they should have. I mean, it was for
3 months. Yeah, I wouldn't be,
they
right,
should have
right, absolutely, absolutely. But I just think that, I mean, if it were now, I don't know.
I still don't get any messages on my poems that I write, but anyway, and it's email. But anyway, I mean, yeah. Anyway, so this becomes towards the end.
You expected some from this commentary?
I'm expecting some comments from people about the commentary.
If you've listened this far, I will.
You know, they should get a sticker or something, like
yeah.
a sticker for listening to this. But anyway, so now we come to the end. I guess I was thinking, you know, here comes the two-year anniversary pack. It's going to be a greatest hits thing anyway. And the pack before it, nobody had sent me anything. I think there we had eight writers, let's say, who were on the list. Right. But I only got messages from three of them, I think.
And during the last month also, you can mention that I moved.
Right, you're not
I
even
moved
here.
To Washington State, and so I'm done with.
You're done with the whole
last
thing.
Last month, I'm done.
So I decided this is going to be it. I'm going to put the two-year anniversary pack together, best of kind of stuff, and it's out. And I think it's a really enjoyable pack to read because it shows you how upset I was with all of you. It's a lot of stuff like, you know, you had a chance to save it, you didn't do it, bye-bye,
right.
That kind of stuff. But I also want to mention real quick that the last pack has my favorite Soul Zero thing of all time, which is when I interviewed Douglas Clegg, who was a horror author. And
yeah.
Back in those days, you couldn't interview people. We didn't
right.
have the Internet. Nowadays, I mean, anybody can go talk to Douglas Clegg, who was one of my favorite authors at the time. Now he'll answer your email.
Right, that was huge.
But at that time, you know, me talking to an artist was pretty exciting, or to a book writer. So I was really excited about that. I'm sure no one read it, but I was really excited about it.
Go read it right now.
Go read it right
we'll
now.
Wait.
We'll wait. It's good stuff. Anyway, it's just a great little interview.
He's probably listening.
He's listening. He loves Soul Zero. But anyway, so that was the last pack, and then we all went on our own way. And really, I guess we don't have to tell anything else because that's the history of Soul Zero. So then the pack
Do you want to talk about how this thing now,
okay.
why we're here now? Why we're here now is because the Stranger writes for Candelabra. And for some reason, my name has not been recorded in the history books. Everybody, the Stranger's a Stranger. Nobody cares about Jack Black.
People love the effing Stranger.
I know they do. I don't.
As they should.
So I'm going to drink your Coke. So the Stranger says to me, hey, in Candelabra, and by the way, in Candelabra, has to give the Stranger his props. They said he is the man.
That's true.
He is. So, the Stranger calls me, he says, hey, listen, he says, they're going to do a spotlight feature on him, and Stranger has never been one for the spotlight. He says, you know what I'd rather do is put together a Souls at Zero pack of what it would be like if Souls at Zero were still around today, which, of course, with the advent of the internet and MP3 files and real audio and movies and
who
all that
knows,
stuff,
Mr. Flack, what it could be.
That's
with
true.
All that new stuff.
That's
and
true.
Plus, it's also a reunion of anybody that we could find.
Right.
Who?
I wish we could find Father. I wish we could find
Luke Skywalker, Mr. E.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're out there. Maybe they're on IRC. Maybe in a few minutes we get on and we get a fun pack.
Good quotes from them.
Get little quotes. Just like the ones they sent on the last pack.
Right. Nothing. So, anyway, we love all those guys.
Absolutely.
I don't know any of them. You love them.
I love them. So I go to Flack and say, let's put a little reunion thing together. Let's do what we can do with Souls of Zero now.
Right.
And I'm guessing, because I know this is before summer, this is probably May. This is probably May or June, because it was around school time. That's when Nightshade comes to me and says,
right,
you've got the October spotlight, Halloween, perfect for The Stranger.
Right.
So I say to Flack, I want it done before school starts in August, because then I'll be ready to go. Flack says, no problem. Then the summer came and went, and we didn't do anything with
right.
it. We had some ideas. You got a couple things together, maybe, like some screens.
Right. I just want to look right now. Today is September 29th.
Right. And so basically now we're 2 days away from the deadline, and I wrote all my poems last night. Flack might write his poems tomorrow.
No, tonight. It's all coming right out.
It's all coming
right one about this.
He's going to write one about this now. What a horrible event this was. I understand.
But so, really.
So that becomes what the problem of Soul to Zero was.
Right. And see, the.
Which is too lazy.
Right. The other thing that I want to mention is at that time when we started talking about this, of course, I get very excited because now with the internet, we could do so much more. We could make Souls at Zero like. What we originally had in mind, like more of a, I mean, we could have more music, we could have more
photography,
right, horror type stuff.
There's
going to
be a lot of good stuff.
Right, and so, but really, I mean, so that's what my initial idea was once we started doing this to reform Soul to Zero.
Right.
But don't get all excited, kids, because
no.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, like they're excited. But Flack's idea was that this would be the beginning of the next Soul to Zero.
Right.
But then we see what comes from this, which
but
is
then
me
you
and,
don't
me,
do it.
Me and you working on it 2 days before
right.
it's over, and
right.
it would be like this every month.
Right, and the thing, I mean, back then we had, did you have a job?
I did have a job at that time, 96.
Oh, that's right. And
I just got the FAA job
right
towards the end.
Well, when we started, I was delivering pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we ended, I was at the FAA. Now, I mean, we both have...
Careers,
and I have a kid and a wife, and so, I mean, there's just no time for it.
No.
Not to do it the way we want to do it.
Right. So every October.
We're going to do a yearly...
we'll do a yearly pack.
Right. And you know what? September 29th, 2003, we're going to be sitting in this house.
Right here doing one
right.
of these. But now I guess it's time for the apology to the alienist. That this pack is not everything
you know,
he wanted it to be.
Because the stranger hits me up on Instant Messenger one night. And,
Last night?
It was before that when you told me.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, the alienist is just really pumping this pack up and saying that it's going to be a huge... And we feel so... We were just talking about it. It's like a fan driving 1,000 miles and going to see Fat Elvis, you know?
Because like, we're not going to deliver. We're
right.
fat.
We just feel so bad for anybody that is looking forward to something on
we're
this.
We're not doing your favorite songs. It's not going to be what you wanted to hear.
Right.
So I think he didn't expect our laziness. He doesn't understand how much we put things off.
Right. Well, I've had a band in my house for 2.5 weeks.
So this is our apology to the alienist that this spotlight could not be all he wanted to be. But he it really, if you think about it, this pack is for him because he'll probably
he
be the
be
only
apology.
One who'll read it. I'm sorry that you put it off for 4 or 5 months. Is that what I'm apologizing to you for?
Yeah, where's your poems?
My poems are on your computer is where my poems
I don't
are.
Think so.
I sent them to you last night.
Oh, okay. On the 28th, September 28th.
Yeah, I've done before you.
No way. I'm going to write one about a chicken.
All right.
So, I mean, that's really, let's see, have we covered everything?
So let's get to this pack. As of right now, before it's over, I think we've found 6 writers. We have 6 or 8 people on this pack. We have me and you, obviously.
We have Deranged.
We wrote the two Oklahoma girls, Deranged and Black Sunshine. Black Sunshine are still here,
right.
And we still talk to them. Wish I found through Candelabra.
Let's see.
Johnny Bravo, I found from an old email address that he still answers.
Right. And then I found Lethal Injection through on the internet. Just we typed in his real name and tracked him down that way. And Seether, I was able to get a hold of through a friend of a friend. So that's basically how we got a hold of everyone. And
I think that the decision to not keep Sold Zero going is a good one, because I think every one of those people who we found gave us the, I'll see if I can come up with something.
Right.
But none
right.
of them were really interested in giving more.
Right, right. And so, you know, it's that battle of trying to get something from people every month. And
right. We don't like that.
Yeah.
Because I know I talked to Johnny Bravo, and he went and wrote three poems or whatever he has at work. You know, he's
right.
kind of like you.
Right. Well, that's where I did most of the websites.
Exactly.
At work.
But, I mean,
your
he didn't, like,
dollars.
Have them written or something like
right.
I might have in the old days. So, mostly, these people have stopped writing. You know, now to start up, we'd have to go find a writing community, I guess, which I'm sure is out there, but there are other places that pay and so forth.
Right.
And
the other thing is, I mean, obviously, whenever we started, there was no just full outlet group. Then there were a couple more. I mean, now there's the internet, and so you're competing with that. And I feel like back then, the lit community and the BBS community, I mean, it was a lot more. You didn't just stumble across things. I mean, you had to go get a lit pack and unzip it and go make yourself read all those things. So there was a lot more effort. But now on the internet, I mean, it's really hard to keep people's attention, you know, because there's so much porn.
Sorry, you lost my attention. All right, so I guess that's about it. So that's where we are now.
I think that's it.
We have seven or eight poems. This was the history of Sold Zero. There's going to be some more MP3s, we're hoping, on the thing. There might be some pictures. We really don't know because we're creating
right,
it all
because
right
now. Still 2 days left.
Because there's still 2 days left, and who knows what magic we come up with in 2 days.
Sold Zero! You know, let me tell one story, because this is like the behind the scenes. If you've listened this far, you deserve to actually hear this.
This is like the deleted scenes.
This is
almost.
The deleted scenes. And
the outtakes.
The secret menu. But, and then
I'll tell you the story before you tell that story, that this was almost going to be a DVD that people could have ordered, that we were going to film us talking
right.
and film you taking us to locations.
Going to the cemetery into the trailer.
Right. There was actually going to be a DVD.
And a picture of my Sold at Zero poster.
Right. But I talked us out of it.
Right.
Because it would have been too much work for something this dopey.
Right.
Now you go with your Sold Zero story.
Well, I was just going to say that at the very beginning, one of my ideas was to, along with the lit, to have pictures and to also have wave files. And, I mean, we've edited so much laughter and stupid jokes out of this track you'll never understand. But somehow at the beginning we started, when every time we get a microphone, we just start singing Grease tunes, or I started coming up with alternate lyrics to
Neil Diamond songs,
right, like Sweet Caroline became Sweet Pumpkin Pie. Sweet Pumpkin Pie! Dun, dun, dun! I mean, this is at the end. Nobody's going to hear it.
That's true.
And
no
then
one's
also,
gone this far.
What else? Forever in Sweatpants, Babe!
This is like really behind the scenes stuff.
But
anyway, get to the Sold Zero so we can end this.
So anyway, at one point, you know, we wanted to have like a Sold at Zero type thing, but for some
reason.
So
we practiced. We were like,
right.
Souls at Zero! Things like that.
Right.
Because we were going to have some guy say that somehow.
Right.
Or will one of us say it, and it would just, when the pack's
but
open.
It would be like, Souls at Zero.
Right, it'd be very whorish.
Right, Souls at Zero.
Like a death metal band,
Souls
right.
Souls at Zero. You're supposed to do that too. Souls at Zero. Like that, you know.
Whispery.
Right. But anyway, at the very end, the last take, somehow I sound like an angry Japanese guy yelling. I come out and say, Sold at Zero!
which is now our thing. As whenever we talk to each other, whenever we mention Soul Zero, we always go,
Soul Zero!
And it cracks us up. And that, so if you ever see us,
you can just come up and scream Soul Zero.
And we'll get the joke.
But really what's funny is, I mean, that was, if you think about this now, that was 8 years ago.
8 years ago. And we still do that joke. It still makes us laugh. Nobody else cares.
Right.
So anyway, that was the behind the scenes of the documentary.
That's right. I don't think we have anything else to say about
Soul Zero. I don't think we have anything else to say. We both enjoyed it a lot. It was good for a while.
I hope they do another spotlight on you next year.
I hope they do
another
spotlight on me.
That's when we'll do the DVD.
That's when the DVD comes up. So that's like the thing, the candelabra. They have to keep it going for one more year so that I can get the next spotlight so we can make it what the aliens wanted it to be. I really think maybe next year's spotlight for me, the alienist takes over, and he makes my spotlight.
He like gives you deadlines and stuff?
No, no, that he does it. Okay. I have nothing to do with it, because he'll do a better job of supporting me than I do, I think, of showing me off. And we both hate the sound of our voice.
Right. Any other behind-the-scenes stuff you can think about?
Behind-the-scenes?
We didn't mention really walking around the trailer park.
That's true. That
that's really every time that we would have to start thinking, we would have to start walking, and so usually these ideas came out on the weekends as we would do laps around my trailer park, which is just now when I look back, it's just, I would never go back there and walk outside at night.
Scary.
It's so scary. But and
we
have dogs would come barking at us and stuff. But and that's really where a lot
so
of
so we would walk around,
right.
And we would and something would come to our heads like, you know, so-and-so said they want to be in the group. What do you think?
Right.
And then we'd say, well, what do their poems sound like? And we'd just start talking about what was going on.
So really, every meeting that we had for Soul Zero was just us walking at night around my trailer park.
Right. For like 2 hours. It was fun.
It was fun.
But we would talk about people who wanted to be in the group. Or really, it was more of a, what are we going to do with the group now? What's the next pack?
Right.
We'd say, our second anniversary or first anniversary pack was the Second Coming.
Right.
Which I really enjoyed that name. But anyway, it's just stuff like that. We just talked about different ideas for Soul Zero and see if we can make them come true.
Yeah. And
so you really had to be there.
That was going to be on the DVD.
We're going to show you there going around.
So just imagine a bunch of trailers and white trash.
And then us, but then yet not being allowed to see us.
Right, but now we're just much too out of shape.
Right, we only get
right now. We're having a meeting of chairs,
and I'm tired.
Right, I'm tired from sitting here.
So imagine walking in the heat.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think it's time to end it.
Yeah, I got nothing. Well, we're talking about Garth Brooks
because this is like an hour long, probably now.
It is.
We're gonna edit it down to 5 minutes, I'm sure. But
50 minutes.
50?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll edit a lot out.
That's crazy.
All right, Ben. So this has been the history of Soul Zero.
I'm Jack Flack.
And I'm the Stranger. And thanks for reading the pack and encouraging us all these years. Maybe there'll be another one in a year from now.
The DVD.
The DVD spectacular.
If you email, and this is at the end, you email me right now and say you want the DVD, then we'll start one right now. And I'll have it to you by Christmas.
Christmas of this year?
Christmas of this year.
A DVD.
Well, it'll be a VCD.
How many people have to write? Alienist writes that one guy. We're
he doesn't count because he's our only fan.
No, he'll tell
he gets
people.
One anyway.
I think that
you
I need
one for free.
I need groupies. If I can get 5 groupies.
You send us a picture of yourself
a picture
naked.
Of yourself. Not even naked.
Topless?
Not even topless. I'll take pictures of you in a fully clothed
lingerie.
And a coat. No, I don't even care. Coated jacket.
All right, if you have clothes on, send them to T Stranger. If you're naked, send them to me.
Right.
Especially if you're a girl.
So I five pictures. Girl or guy.
Right. Young children.
Came out. Okay, my microphone did come out.
Did it?
Yeah. Anyway, if I can get 5 pictures from people, then we'll start working on something.
All right.
You got to really want it, because that's a lot of work.
Well, first of all, they would have had to listen for an hour.
No, because we're going to edit this. It'll probably only be like 20 minutes.
Oh.
All right, anyway, so if you send us pictures.
We'll talk about
fully
it.
Fully dressed. Nothing dirty.
I'll take dirty. But it has to be you. I don't just want dirty pictures in my email.
Right, we can all find those.
Right. I have them already.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. And you know what? I mean, really, I just have to, at the end, I have to say that really, Soul Zero, there would have been no Soul Zero if it hadn't been for me. No, if it hadn't been for the Stranger. Because really,
it's true.
As far as, you know, he was the one, I think the Stranger was the one who wanted to start with the whole horror thing. I mean, it was his idea to have the horror. It was his idea. Whenever I wanted to quit, he wanted to keep going.
Do you think I get enough props?
I'm trying to give you some.
Oh, okay.
Those people don't give them to you.
I know.
I love you. We're going to make out when this is over.
So, it's in Greece, song.
It's in Greece. So really, I mean, all this pack and the spotlight and everything else and the history of Soul Zero is all really dedicated to the Stranger, because
that's
without
right.
him, none of that would have happened. So I said it, and...
Now Robbie Flack needs to go work on his poems.
I'm going to go work on some poems. I got a day and a half to do them. So, you want to say Soul Zero to you? Good. Soul Zero!